Simon & Schuster Audio presents Tycoon by Katie Evans. Read by Elizabeth Louise and Sebastian York.
The Call. Bryn. It's a project that my parents would be proud of, that I'm proud of. I don't get why nobody else sees the potential, why the bankers won't take my calls after a pitch, or why my friend Jensen is the fifth person I've had to beg to get a meeting with the most powerful investor in the city, my last chance to convince someone my idea is good enough to fund. There have been so many no's that when my phone rings late that evening and I see Jensen's number blink on my screen, I almost can't bear to hear it another time. It takes me a few seconds and a great pull of breath to gather the courage to pick up and croak, "Yes?"
"Bryn, baby,"
Jensen says. I hold my breath and clutch my cell a little tighter, my stomach in knots because I dread his most likely next words, that the investor I'm dying to see told Jensen that there is no way in hell he will...
"You got it. Tomorrow. His place at 8 p.m. Don't be late. He doesn't usually see anyone outside the office, but it's the only time he could squeeze you in."
It takes me a moment to grasp what he is saying. Oh my God. Jensen, thank you.
"No worries. Post me,"
he says with a little chuckle. "I will," I promise before hanging up. I throw my cell phone on the bed and then I follow, grabbing my pillow and clutching it to my chest as I roll to my back. Holy shit! It's on, baby. I'm not sure my friend Jensen knows how grateful I am, but I would have squeezed the breath out of him if we hadn't been speaking on the phone. Finally. I've got a meeting. With him. The legend. The guy with the Midas touch and the golden eyes to match. I fall asleep with a bundle of nerves in my stomach, tossing and turning in bed as I wonder what this man will see in me, what he will say about my project. I spend the entire next day rewriting my pitch to be sure that I get it right. I wish that Sarah, my roommate, wasn't working all day because I have no one to practice with. Talking to myself in the mirror doesn't have the same punch when I've heard the pitch 1,000 times in my mind already. Nerves accompany me as I take the train to the Upper East Side. I check the address Jensen sent me, exhaling as I wait for my stop. I'm fully aware that this meeting can go one of four ways.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?